In most places in rapidly growing southwest Florida, an application for a 250-seat restaurant would pass almost unnoticed. But Sanibel Island aims to be a sanctuary, with residents fiercely protective of its image as an unspoiled paradise. So there was lots of opposition, an overflow crowd at the Planning Commission hearing to discuss relocating Doc Ford's restaurant to a more central location. Heading the opposition was island author and realtor Charlie Sopsak, who lives close to the new site. He says it will create mammoth traffic jams.
It's going to jam up that corner to an extent that the people of Sanibel will regret forever the day this permit was issued.
The new site also borders the Sanibel Gardens Conservation Area. Some residents say the increased traffic would be detrimental to the bobcats, gopher tortoises, and other wildlife that inhabit the park. Restaurant owner and Sanibel City Councilman Marty Harity and author Randy Wayne White, creator of the Doc Ford character who lends its name to the restaurant, are for the move. Harity says he wants to move because he doesn't want to renew his lease at the current location, and he claims that any other type of business in the same location would generate an equal amount of traffic.
I mean, we did a traffic study, and you know what? For whatever the use was going to be there, the traffic's going to be about the same.
According to Lee County Department of Transportation, traffic on the island increased 4% in March this year. City planners essentially approved the conditional use with amendments, allowing the restaurant project to be considered by the Sanibel City Council. For WGCU News, I'm Wendy Humphrey on Sanibel Island.